So, first of all, of course, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. I see a lot of familiar faces. I'm glad I was able to do some small part in helping you be here. And, you know, have a pretty bright future, and I really hope it turns out well for you. Want to use a couple of quotes, which are much more eloquent than I can be. So here's the first one. There are these two young fish swimming along. They happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the hell is water?" So the idea that the faculty and the advisors are older than you and more experienced than you and might have something to say about that water that we're all in is actually more than a bit questionable because it's so immersive. So it's with some difficulty that I really tried to think about what could I possibly say that would make any difference to any of you. I just heard a talk a couple of weeks ago with Bruce by a guy named Roger Shank, famous CSAI guy from Yale, who got his PhD from here, by the way. And one of his controversial things to say was that talks like this, and lectures, in fact, in general, are pretty much a complete waste of time, that you don't really walk away with any real net effect of listening to somebody talk to you for a while. He says the best you could do is hope to entertain and maybe inspire. So I'll shoot for that. So what I'd like this little mini-talk to be about, as it is a send-off for you guys, is a bit about connection and a bit about learning, which Bruce already touched upon. First thing that I hope college ended up being for you is an opportunity to learn about yourself, learn how to think for yourself, and learn what it is that you really want to do with this life that we all cherish. College is about connection, about connection with your peers, connection to the faculty, connection to the staff, the advisors. Spending time with others, seeing what ideas you share, what ideas you don't, that's really the catalyst for growing. Second quote. The value of a real education has almost nothing to do with knowledge and everything to do with simple awareness. Awareness of what is so real and essential, so hidden in plain sight all around us all the time, that we have to keep reminding ourselves over and over, this is water, this is water. It is unimaginably hard to do this, to stay conscious and alive in the adult world day in and day out, which means yet another grand cliche turns out to be true. Education really is the job of a lifetime, and it commences now. End quote. Connections help us immensely in developing awareness. Awareness of ourselves and the world around us. In the last couple of years that I've taught this software engineering class, one of the things that I ended up doing is forcing my students to build a website based on world crises. And the reason that I chose that topic is I wanted to raise their awareness just a little bit about the rest of the planet. World crises are happening all the time, but pick a crisis. It's in the news for 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 weeks, that's the end of the crisis. It's not the end of the crisis for the people in it, but it's the end of the crisis for us, the observers. And so that notion that the world is suffering for many, many reasons around the world, and for us to be so oblivious to that, is not a good thing. Being more aware is better. If we're completely oblivious, we're never going to be able to do anything about it. At least there's some chance if we're aware. So I wanted to raise the awareness just a tiny bit by giving that project. One of the critical things to being happy is to be able to make a living doing something that you love to do, something that expresses you to yourself and to others, and that perhaps you don't even have to get paid to do. Ask yourself, what would you do if you won the lotto? After you got tired of partying, of course. If I won, I think I would still like to write beautiful code, and I'd still like to teach other people how to do that. One of the things you're trying to figure out in college is, what is that thing that you'll love to do day in and day out? Hard to do, but try to put aside the preconceived notions you might have about a career. The money, the image, the chicks, hunks, whatever floats your boat. Try to ground yourself thinking out what the activity will be on a daily basis and whether that activity is something you'll love and feel fulfilled by. Maybe it's being a computer scientist, maybe it's not. If working for the Red Cross, writing a novel, or being a money manager is what expresses you to yourself the best, do that. You'll make many connections in life. Some will last, some won't. And there's a good chance that some of the connections you've made here will be some of the ones that last. In that vein, I'd like to persuade you to stay connected with the department. And Project Giving Tree is a fantastic way to now begin that process of staying connected. As you know, if you've taken any of my classes in the last few years, I like getting outside speakers to come and give you a sense of what it's like to be in the real world. And I like nothing more than for those outside speakers to be UTCS grads, like you're going to be pretty soon. I ask those speakers to tell us what it's like to do software development in the real world, including the languages, libraries, tools, processes like Agile and Scrum that they might use. So once you're out there and you're learning software development in the real world, I'd love to hear from you. Love for you to be one of the ones given those outside talks. I'll give you one piece of advice, and that's about learning. And this is an old mantra for teachers, which is that the best way to learn something is to teach it. So I've been teaching now since 1989, which is a long time, and I'm sure that there are concepts that I have literally explained 1,000 times to people. And you would think that that would get tiring and boring. But the fact is that even when I'm explaining it for the 1,001st time, the odds are reasonable that there'll be something about me explaining it that 1,001st time that makes me think about it more deeply, makes me understand it a little bit better. Hopefully the person I'm explaining it to it is getting something out of it. But I'm getting something out of it. And again, it's that sense of connection, yeah? Teaching is a very real form of connection. And it's the nature of connection that gives it its strength, both for the teacher and the student. One more example. It's inconceivable that this hasn't happened to you. You're writing a piece of code. You find a bug. You debug it. You put print statements. You use a debugger. But for the life of you, you cannot find the bug. So you go to a pal and say, come over here just for a couple of minutes. Just want you to walk with me through this code. See if you can help me out. You start talking. They just sit there. 5 minutes go by. You keep on talking. They just keep on sitting there. 5 more minutes go by. They're still saying nothing. And you say, I know what's wrong. And why is that? And that's because you are not willing to speak to somebody else the way you're willing to speak to yourself. When you're talking to a peer, you feel obligated. You feel this connection. You feel this responsibility. I need to defend the fact that the bug isn't there. That the bug isn't there. That the bug isn't there. And of course, that's where the bug is. When you're talking to yourself, by yourself, you're sitting there and you're saying, no, the bug's not there. The bug's not there. The bug's not there. That's exactly where the bug is. But you're not going to be able to realize that unless you're in this act of connection, explaining yourself, defending your logic, defending your reasoning. Yeah? Not going to work with your grandmother, not going to work with your dog, but it will work with a peer. And that sense of connection is just a small example of what really teaching is about. For yourself and for others, teach somebody else what you've learned. Be a mentor, be a coach. And by the way, if you're here next semester, come to GDC third floor and go to my study sessions and help my students out. And by the way, don't close off the possibility of coming back as a student. Maybe applying for the 5-year MS, deadline, by the way, May 1st. Or coming back for a regular MS, or coming back for a PhD. Yeah? You'll learn that much more. You'll make that many more connections. Best of luck finding your way. Don't let yourself get too frustrated if you feel lost. I think everyone feels lost a good deal of the time. And enjoy the journey. In the end, that's all life has to offer any of us. One final thought, one more quote. Best thing for being sad is to learn something. It's the one thing that never fails. You may grow old and trembling in your arteries. You may lie awake at night listening to the disorder of your veins. You may miss your father, your mother, your dog, your only love. There's only one thing for all of it. Learn, learn, learn. Learn why the world wags and what wags it. Thank you very much. Down is 25,000.